Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chance of 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I please know your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0, very unfavorable, and 50, neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is public charter schools, from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay, public school teachers.
0.
Critical race theory?
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
50.
Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
0.
Joe Biden?
50.
Black Lives Matters, or BLM?
0.
Public schools?
0.
Your local school board?
0.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job educating students? Public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Public schools would be better.
Okay, public school much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Some people view education as means to prepare a student for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5, somewhat well, and 0, that they do not prepare students at all. Regarding to this topic, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
5.
Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
5.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
5.
Become more organized and have a structure.
5.
And truthfully understand all American history, the good and the bad.
5.
Thank you. We are halfway at the survey. We're almost done. Would you say that your state spent not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
Some.
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
I strongly agree, or someone agree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or some?
Some.
Thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following 3 statements. The first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And public schools students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of 3 ideas that someone says will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me if you strongly support, someone oppose, or strongly oppose. The first one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Increasing teacher pay.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
Support.
Senior somewhat?
Somewhat.
And raising the standards for entry to the teaching profession, including TOWER certification and licensing requirements.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teach children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last part, I'm going to read you three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing, 5, someone convincing, and 0, not a convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging, critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in a school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10?
5.
5?
Yes.
Okay. And last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-high in 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. And sometime over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, tell me if you agree or disagree with the following two statements. First one, teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
12.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you currently married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attend a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Do you have a child who attend a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, someone liberal, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Don't someone in your household or you is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Neither to you or someone in your household?
Neither.
Thank you. And someone in your house or you is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Repeat that.
Yes. Someone in your household or you is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Oh. No.
Thank you. Would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, this concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.